Tim, my brother, we are back talking podcasts, which is always fun to do. So tonight, listen, man, we're digging into a bit of a heady, polarizing topic. The podcast itself, I don't think, is that, but the topic and the theme of what they are covering certainly is. So the podcast I am speaking about is Q Clearance, The Hunt for Unmasking QAnon. And this is an iHeartMedia podcast hosted by a Jake Hanrahan, who is an independent journalist, documentarian, filmmaker. So basically the purpose of this podcast is to set out in a journalistic, investigative manner and unmask who is behind this entire QAnon thing. Who is out there creating those Q drops, as we can get into explaining to folks if they're not necessarily familiar with the whole QAnon world, which admittedly, I was only had a cursory awareness prior to listening to this podcast. I only heard about QAnon in passing news segments and just some mentions online. I had a very limited understanding. This podcast was very illuminating for me of what is all at play here with this conspiratorial movement. Tim, I'll turn it over to you at first. What were your thoughts of this podcast, Q Clearance?
Well, can I preface it by saying I've listened to almost every episode, except for I was only able to get through a little bit of the latest one that dropped earlier today or a couple days ago, and I still don't understand what QAnon is. So I'll leave it at that.
But continue, man. On because then we'll dig into that. But so did the podcast at least give you some context, or what was your thought about the job they're setting out to do?
So yeah, the guy, it seems like a one man show. And forgive me, I don't, the host, I know he was a vice. Okay. Yeah. He was a Vice News guy. And it does seem very Vice Newsy. Like, you know, he's kind of like a millennial hipster type of dude. And you know, I thought his investigative style was good. I thought the way he presented the information was good, and I like how he kind of built the case. You know, he started from the beginnings and he kind of built on it, because the problem with this whole story is all the names and websites and different places. There's a ton of dots to be able to connect, and to follow something like that is very difficult. And I will give the podcast credit. They lay it out in a way where there's a ton of information, a ton of names, a ton of sites, and they do a good job of trying to keep the listener on track. So in that regards, I'll give them credit there.
Yeah, well said by you. And I think Jake Hanrahan is brilliant in his role here. I love the approach in him quickly dismissing or countering what he thinks is disinformation or bogus conspiracy speak, but never demeaning the people or the believers who might be swept up in this community. They constantly say, like, hey, we're looking to take the politics out of this investigation. This is a journalistic approach to find out who is behind the QAnon movement. And I like that approach because it's not polarizing in that they're trying to demean or discredit believers or mocking them for believing. They're trying to find out what is it central, like who is behind all of this. Is it a leftist hoax, perhaps? Is it some hardcore right-wing dude that's just puppeteering all this? Or is it someone that's just a grifter looking to make online revenue by stirring up this movement? Or is it a combination of all those things? So there's a lot of theories and a lot of sort of strings to pull at here. And you're right. I think Jake stays on task. He's a good communicator and keeping everyone informed. It is a lot of, like, I didn't even understand what 4chan or 8chan or image boards were. I had no awareness of that stuff online. Did you understand that stuff at all prior to this, Tim?
No, I've heard of like 4chan, and the reason I've heard about it is because I think that's kind of where, especially in 2016, when the alt-right movement kind of hit the mainstream. My understanding is 4chan was a place where a lot of these alt-right people posted and kind of, you know, visited and lingered. But that was the extent of it.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's some real dark recesses of the internet out there that are just not monitored, not patrolled at all, not regulated. And we're talking about, you know, like real just deep, dark pedophilia stuff, like stuff that's just left unchecked and run amok, which is really disturbing stuff.
Do you know, is like 4chan and 8chan, is that considered the dark web? Like, are you...
I don't even think it is, though. That's a great point. I think there's even a like a sublayer beyond that, because I think 4chan and 8chan, and again, this is my limited understanding, I think it's kind of overt and out there for the public to access, because again, it's not entirely all dark, creepy stuff. There's like chess clubs, origami. There's like real, just legitimate fun seeking people on those boards as well. And for anyone who may not know what Tim and I are talking about, I think the best way that the podcast described it, Tim, these are like message boards, right? Like, remember the beginning of the internet when there's these chat boards, you could start threads and have debates. That's what it sounds like these are all about, right?
Right, like kind of like a glorified Reddit.
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And I will give a critique here to the host of the show. I do think that the best way to put this, I don't think his understanding of American politics was the sharpest, and I do think he kind of swerved out of his lane a little bit when he, you know, commented on having a full understanding of the left-right divide, being someone that's not from the United States. I did notice from time to time that I don't think he fully kind of grasped the left-right divide in order to comment on it intelligently enough. And I've noticed that in some of his editorializing in certain cases. But that is, you know, a nitpick. But, you know, overall, the content was fine. I just thought that, you know, he kind of swerved out of his lane a little bit here and there.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. I had not picked up on that, but I don't know that I was necessarily in tune to that. And I don't think he goes too far off the rails in trying to editorialize or add commentary. I mean, he does play kind of straight, but I'll listen for that next go around. That's pretty interesting. Like you, Tim, I've consumed every episode up until today's. I didn't hear today's at all. How about the episode about that family? Was it the Watkins family, I think, where it's a father and a son, and the father had an army background. He was an early adopter onto the internet and computers and online businesses, made a lot of money early from online porn, it sounds like, when it was a mid to late 90s thing. And this guy now lives in the Philippines. It sounds like he sort of hijacked the 8chan message board from that site's original owner and now has like a different offshoot of that. And from all the clues and investigation that this podcast is putting together, it sounds like this guy, the Watkins father, potentially could be behind the QAnon drops. And he may not have been the originator, but there's sort of clues, it sounds like, he has sort of hijacked the QAnon movement and the persona of Q, which, for people don't know, Q is this mysterious figure. We don't know who it is. And he gets on these message boards and he makes these cryptic statements and odd just sort of proclamations and predictions. And he claims that he's a deep state insider with knowledge that the Democrats and the left wing are just satanic pedophiles who are cannibals, like all this just outlandish banana lands type stuff, and that Donald Trump was proclaimed to be the guy that was going to cure all this and expunge all the darkness out of the universe, and that there would be this fulfilled glory land of right wing heart. Like, it's just so bonkers. But you know, everything they pointed to with this patriarchal Watkins guy, the father and the son, with the son eventually having a falling out that they talked about, it makes sense to me that if that guy was such an early adopter to online businesses and everything, that he could have sort of spun this up. What were your thoughts on that episode, man?
Yeah, I thought he does a great job in the episode. You saw there was almost like a struggle, like there was a Q post saying, hey, no, I'm the real Q. And then kind of the way he presented it was, no, if you're Q, then you would be X, Y, and Z. And, you know, well, the real Q is A, B, and C. And this, why it seems like he lays out a great case where he kind of like hijacks the persona. So my theory, and this podcast is kind of my only information about the QAnon conspiracy. But I don't know if you remember, Mike, like back in the early Trump days, when, you know, like the first 100 days, almost like every day there was a leak of high intelligence, where most of it, maybe 60-70% of it, was to make Trump look foolish and to make him look incompetent. And I was thinking to myself, man, there is just a lot of leaks like coming out of this administration. Like, Trump seems incompetent. He doesn't seem to have a grasp on his administration. There's just almost like a lot of disloyalty there. So My opinion is, I think this QAnon persona is like a misinformation campaign that started. I don't know if Trump's behind it. I don't know if it's his inner circle or maybe someone in the intelligence community that was also a leaker at the time. They throw out the theory that it could be like a left-wing troll where they're trying to, you know, fool hardcore right-wing people with this persona. And that also makes sense. But To bring it back to the Watkins, like I do think it started out as someone that I don't know who, or I don't think this podcast has uncovered who, and the persona got hijacked by this Watkins guy. And I think that's a plausible explanation of what happened.
It's fascinating, man. And some of the other articles or news stories or things I've seen and heard about this, people are getting swept away in a really damaging manner, where families, relationships are being torn apart because people just go down these deep, dark rabbit holes of obsessively consuming YouTube content and everything about this whole QAnon thing, and people's lives are just being completely swept. And I'm not saying that to demean or mock those people. I feel for anyone that gets carried away in any kind of movement that potentially is just going to just derail their lives. So I think one of the sort of underlying missions of this podcast, if they can prove it's just some rando dude in the Philippines looking to capitalize on an online internet business while also getting some of his right-wing conspiratorial fun theories out there into the ether, that maybe it really just, it's like the Wizard of Oz at the end, like they're unveiling it to just show you it's just some dude, and what you've been buying into and believing all this time really was just this whole house of cards that had no true meaning or ultimate payoff to it. And I wonder if they're ever going to get there in the series. I don't know that they ever can, but I'm fascinated by the mission they're on.
Yeah, I think they do a good job of explaining it. Man, if your website gets shut down by the government because like there's these insane active like mass shooters are using it to propagate their material, and then you have to move to the Philippines, that's like a ton of red flags for these Watkins people, big time.
No doubt about it, man. So, dude, let's put a bow on this one. I'll just kick it off to him by saying, I'm including this whenever we get around to it. This will absolutely be one of my nominees for best podcast of 2020. I think it's timely and topical because of the political year we've had and how massive this conspiratorial community has been growing over the past year, to the point where there are elected members in our Congress that are overt believers of this conspiratorial movement, which is alarming. So I think for them to go about trying to demystify and identify the person or people behind this, I think is a brilliant undertaking. It is entertaining. They do a good job. And it's a pressing current moment topic. So I'm going to put Q clearance as a best of 2020 for my money. Tim, what's your parting shot on Q clearance?
I think from a purely strictly investigative piece, they do a top-notch job. He does a great job of putting the pieces together, investigating the information, doing research, doing like the, you know, a lot of journalists, they don't want to do the hard work, you know, and this guy seems to be putting in the down and dirty work, calling the sources, you know, trying to get everyone on record. So I appreciate that. My critique would be if he had maybe someone, an American that kind of sort of understood better the dynamics of the American political landscape. I think he kind of veers off here and there on that aspect. But other than that, I'm digging the podcast. I learned a lot from it. I think it does a great job explaining, you know, this crazy thing that's going down.
Crazy indeed, Tim. So we'll put a bow on that. We'll wrap that one up for now. And dude, till the next one, man, I'm already looking forward to it, Tim.
Sounds good. Later.
We are a dude and a bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro Podcast Show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro Podcast Show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.